we're going to enter a spiritual awakening. Say, I have a spiritual awakening going on. See, some people are waiting for something to happen to get a spiritual awakening, but something, there's a spiritual awakening going on in you right now. Amen? If you can pray in the Spirit, quietly pray in the Spirit. I have built up my holy faith. Now I identify with my salvation through Jesus Christ. I identify with the gifts. I identify with His grace. I identify with His love. I identify with the blood covenant. I am washed in the blood. Every sin is forgiven and forgotten. I identify with all those wonderful blessings, those promises that are yes, yes in Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Whew. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm just going to kind of wander around the Word tonight. God has given me something that you'll just have to depend on the Holy Spirit in a lot of areas. But that's why we have the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. I want you to think on for a minute, and we'll turn to something here in a minute. But the flesh is the outer court. The inner court is the temple, the Holy Spirit in us. The holies of holies is His glory. And so... the inner court must be feeding the outer court, your flesh. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sometimes, you know, like they said to Moses, you go find out what God's got to say and come back and tell us. You know, you can be in the outer court and be saved. But the inner court, the temple of the Holy Spirit, the anointing in you and I, is supposed to teach the outer court. It's just like the fivefold ministry is supposed to equip the outer court to come into the Holy's Holies, for to recognize that you have a Holy Spirit in you, and that you have an anointing in you. Amen? The glory, I mean, the Holies of Holies is His glory that will fill this place. Most people don't think they're worthy to go into the glory of God or to have it, the Shekinah glory fill this place. And we could end. You know, Moses had experienced that Shekinah glory when he was in front of the burning bush. Amen? When he came off the mountain, they couldn't even look at him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm not saying that we're going to go around and people can't look at us, but I'm telling you, we should be able to experience the outer court is the flesh. This is the way I'm explaining it now. I understand there's different teaching in that area, but the outer court is the flesh. The inner court is the temple of the Holy Spirit in you and I. The holies of holies is the glory of God. Amen? And so if you allow the Spirit to teach the outer court, the flesh will partake of the inner court and be guided by the Holy Spirit, the knowledge and wisdom of Christ. Can you get that? Huh? Praise God. turn it about, if you would, Steve, to John 1. I got this down here as ministering through spiritual awakening. Say, I got a spiritual awakening going on in my life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. First, what did I say, John 1? Praise you, Jesus. I was praying the other day, and 29, Steve. I'm going to get it here in a minute. Was rather interesting. I was praying in tongues in my prayer closet. You know, you're speaking mysteries, you're talking right to God. This is one of the different kinds of tongues. I'm not talking about the one we speak in tongues and everybody heard in their own language or singing in the Spirit, but I'm talking about in my own prayer closet, praying in tongues, talking to God, speaking mysteries. And God told me to open my Bible to this right here. John 1, 29. It says, the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And God said to me, how do you think he knew that? Well, we all know it's light, it's revelation, we know it's the Spirit of God. But John crossed over to a place that when we get spiritual awakening, he wants us to cross over to recognize things in the Scripture that get beyond ourselves. You see, when Mary approached Elizabeth, where John was in the womb, he jumped. We should be start feeling the Holy Ghost in us, birthing and moving around in us. But when John said this, he never met Jesus. He didn't know that in the flesh. So if you and I are going to have a spiritual awakening, God's going to take us into revelation and light from the Word of God, and we're going to actually start saying and doing things that will only be told by the spiritual awakening that's in us, by the Holy Spirit. See, this is how, when God says there's a spiritual awakening, he wants to bring you and I beyond ourselves. Well, when you look at that, and I said, God said to me, how do you think he knew that? I want you to start hearing things from the Word of God. I want to start teaching you from the power of my Spirit within you. I want to take you beyond yourself. Well, he didn't know this. John didn't. But yet he said, the Lamb of God, and you can find this in Leviticus about the Lamb, and it's strange how he said, this is. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He had a spiritual awakening in him. He had light and revelation come to him. He was saying things that he knew nothing about. Is that correct? Well, when you and I have a spiritual awakening, he wants to bring us beyond ourselves. He wants to awaken things in ourselves so ourselves are not doing it. That doesn't mean God, the Holy Spirit, can't give you words and use your mind and so on and so forth. The mind is a good thing, but it's not very good. It's enmity against God. It's not very good when it comes to the gifts of the supernatural. You see, this didn't come from his mind. You remember when Jesus was talking to Peter, he was asking him questions, and Peter answered right, and he said, my Father in heaven told you that. When he was asked him, who do you think I am? It was revealed to him. Well, if you're going to have a spiritual awakening, saints, it's not going to be done by the natural mind. God is going to awaken things in you. You see, all things are possible with God, and you find this all through Scripture, where the apostles would respond to God, and they didn't know that. They knew it when they saw it. You see, when he saw this, he knew it was Jesus coming toward him. He knew it was the Lamb of God who was come to take away the sins of the world. That is so powerful to me when God said to me, how do you think he knew that? I want to take you into them same places. I want you to open the Scripture, and I want to take you where you have been reading it and looking at it, and just that's all you've been doing is reading and looking at it. And I want to bring you into light and revelation of that. I want to move you from the outer court into the inner court. The holies of holies, being led by the Holy Spirit, the temple of the Holy Spirit. I want you to experience me. And if I'm going to get you to experience me, you got to do more than read this. you got to have a spiritual awakening, and you start confessing that spiritual awakening. You see, there's a Spirit of God in you and I who wants to awaken us to this light and revelation of Jesus Christ. Because once you really know that, there's going to be a relationship, a flow of you that will be able to minister the holy things of God. And the gifts are holy. The gifts of the Holy Spirit. And so God wants to awaken you tonight to let you know that he wants each one of us here to have light and revelation like John did. Whether it's about Jesus, whether about the Holy Spirit, whether it's about the gifts of the Spirit. See, a lot of us look at the gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, you see, it was the first Corinthians chapter 12, you see, we look at the gifts of the Spirit and we just read them. But when you go back to John and see what he done in John's life and what he said to Peter, my Father in heaven told you that, he wants to take us. If we're standing here saying, or sitting here standing, saying we have a spiritual awakening going on in our lives, if you'll believe that, because the biggest battle you're going to have is doubt. Why? Because when John spoke this, it didn't come from his natural understanding. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the gifts operate that way. So what God is trying to do is to awaken a spiritual awakening in you tonight, because everybody is trying to figure out, how does this work? How does this work? Well, the outer court is the flesh, you see. The inner court, you see, is the holies of holies. Is the Holy Spirit, the temple of the Holy Spirit, the inner court. And that's just supposed to be teaching the flesh. The Holy Spirit should be teaching the flesh. In the holies of holies, Jesus said, you will experience the glory of God. Because God the Holy Spirit is now ready and willing to take us into places and reveal to us from the Word of God that we had just been reading it and never got much out of it. We just agreed with it because it's God's Word. But when the Word came walking towards John, he says, next day John saw Jesus coming, never met him before. Think about this. How did he know who he was? How did he know he was a lamb who came to take the sins of the world, the sins of the world away? How did he know that? He hadn't been to the cross yet. They hadn't sat down and discussed anything. Think about it. Well, this is how spiritual awakening happens in our lives. You see, whether it's a vision, whether it's a dream, whether it's the gifts of the Holy Spirit, it's something that you don't know. It comes from that spiritual awakening. It comes from the Holy Spirit within you. That inner court, that temple. Amen? And we start doing things. Listen, saint, this is going to be strange to the flesh. We start doing things that you haven't learned or thought about. You may not catch on to it, but the more you're exposed to God, the more you're exposed to the supernatural, the more you're exposed to the Word of God, and you see this man of God saying, Jesus coming toward him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. That was beyond himself. Never thought of it, wasn't educated, wasn't taught that. Because when he was in Elizabeth, he never saw Jesus. He just started jumping because Mary showed up with Jesus in her womb. Amen? So if, when you think about this, this is where God is taking the body or individuals. You can stay in the outer court, be saved, and refuse to be taught by the Holy Spirit or the temple. Because that, inner court, the temple of the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Spirit wants to let you experience God, wants you to have understanding of God. You know what the problem is? Most people say, I can't do that because I don't understand it. I don't understand miracles. I don't understand the fire of God. I don't understand the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Because if you did, you'd be operating in it. Now, I'm not saying there ain't anybody here not operating in some of the gifts. But God is wanting to take us so deep, so far into the Word of God. He wants to give us a spiritual awakening, saints, that'll absolutely explode revival. You see, if he said you can do the same, and he says build on the apostles, the prophets, Christ being the chief cornerstone, amen, didn't he say that? Well, you see, I was praying in tongues, praying mysteries, talking to God, and God started speaking to me. You know what I did? I said, I'm praying in tongues. This is the flesh kicking in, because what I'm doing, speaking mysteries, I'm talking to God, and God's wanting to talk back to me, but I'm saying, wait a minute, I'm speaking in tongues? That's the flesh kicking in. We don't want to be disturbed. We're praying. We're either reading the Word of God or we're praying in tongues. And we're praying mysteries of God, talking to God. He wants to talk back to us. And we said, wait a minute. So immediately I knew the flesh kicked in. And he said, I want you to read this. And I don't know how many times you read it and how many times I've read it. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And God says, how do you think he knew that? You see, I've been after God. God, I want to know you. I want to flow in the supernatural realm. I want a spiritual awakening. I want your spirit to minister to me. Well, he was trying to explain to me how it works. Now, I know the word of knowledge and wisdom, and I've got some things, and I haven't reached the bottom. You know, these things are wells with no bottom. He said, but I want you to understand, once you get a light and a revelation of what happened to John, the same thing will happen to you. You will sit here, and you will see deeply into people's lives. And it's not to see to hurt anybody, to expose anything, but only because God can say, only, and you can say, only God knew this. And there'll be a deliverance and a freedom, just like that. So the same way it was revealed to John about the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world is going to be revealed by the Holy Spirit to you. But you have to have a starting point. You have to be awakened into a place in God that you haven't been there before. And so how does he do it? He does it, with me he did, with that little scripture that I've read 1,000 times. How did he know that? How did Peter answer correctly? He said, my Father told you that. You heard from heaven. Well, it's kind of strange. Jesus is sitting there, and he said, you heard from heaven. Well, how come he didn't hear from Jesus? What I'm saying is, a spiritual awakening is not come from the trained mind or the trained wisdom or how we think. So when you study the apostles, Let me just turn to, are we priests and kings? Listen now. Turn to Ezekiel 44:13, if you would stay, please. Ezekiel 44:13 says, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but you'll get the point here in a minute. And they shall not come near me to minister to me as priest, nor come near any of my holy things, nor into the most holy place. But they shall bear their shame and their abomination which they have committed. You see, when we're priests, we need to learn to minister in the holies of holies, to minister the holy things of God, which is the gifts of the Spirit. Do you know that? The gifts of the Spirit. And if we're priests, you see, God is saying here, they wouldn't come near me. Well, we want to stay in the outer court. Moses, if you want to find, go up there and talk to God and come back and let us know. Now, the fivefold ministry is to equip the saints, you see, to come out of the outer court into the inner court, to come into the Spirit of God. Because if I'm going to minister to God and minister to someone else, and minister to the holy things, these gifts are holy. Are they not? Word of knowledge, wisdom, faith, healings, miracles, tongues, interpretation, tongues, and prophecy, discerning of spirit. All those things are holy. The fruits of the Spirit are holy. His love is it's a holy love. Do you know that? And so he was saying here, they won't even come in and minister the holy things to me. So God's trying to awaken us tonight that he's now ready. I'm sure he's been ready a long time, but he's now ready. At least he has opened up to me. How do you think John knew that? Immediately, light and revelation came to me. This is how God's going to operate in my life. I'm going to have a spiritual awakening, you see, and guess what? You kind of go fighting and kicking. You really don't want to do this. Hallelujah. The biggest thing the enemy, you know, we all know in John 10. What does it say in John 10? Anybody know? Put it up there, Steve. John 10:10. Hallelujah. Yeah. Who said that? Who's saying that? Oh, back there, the little angel there. Praise God. Yeah. And the thief does not come to accept, to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they have life and have more abundantly. Well, he tries to get us into doubt all the time. Well, John didn't know where this came. I mean, he had no idea. He didn't dream this up himself, you see. So it came from the Spirit of God. Peter from the Spirit of God. So God wants you to know that what happens is the devil is always trying to get you in doubt. See, if you don't believe that you've got a spiritual awakening going on, or if you don't believe you're the temple of the Holy Spirit, if you don't believe the gifts of the Holy Spirit are in you, if you don't believe all things are possible with God, you need some work by the Holy Spirit in your life. Amen? You have a power in you. You just don't know how to cooperate with it. And I'm not arrived where I can cooperate with all of it. But listen, saints, that's where God's taken us. If he said to me, how do you think John knew that? That means God's going to say to us in a spiritual awakening, he's going to let us know about things that doesn't come from the mind. And God wants to prepare us and get us ready. And the devil's always trying to get us in doubt, isn't he? And sometimes, well, let's look at a scripture. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, sometimes we doubt divine authority. Turn, if you would, to Exodus 12. Steve? 7:12. I'm sorry, 7:12. Every man threw down his rod, and they became serpents, but Aaron's rod swallowed them up. See, he's always trying to do something, but you see, the power of God in us, the name of Jesus, the blood covenant, we can put down any sickness, the disease, any bit of the power of Satan, or principalities and powers, you see. He'll try to imitate God, Satan will, but you see, you have a power in you. Divine authority in you. You have the name of Jesus. You have an anointing. For greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And guess what? He'll strengthen you. You'll get a spiritual awakening. He'll strengthen you. But everybody here, you see, this is the enemy. He's always trying to do something. He's always trying to either get you in doubt, or he's trying to imitate. And so you have authority over him. You have divine authority in the name of Jesus. You have the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to those who believe. That God's a miracle-working God, and that he has gifts of the Holy Spirit, and he wants to have us to have a spiritual awakening. He wants us to believe that we can go into the Shekinah glory. If Moses can go on the top of a mountain in front of a burning bush and come out experiencing God, but you notice the people never wanted to go in there. You go, Moses, and find out. You know why? A lot of people want to hold on to the flesh. They want to hold on to being driven by the flesh and not giving in to the anointing of the Holy Spirit. See, there's people sitting here right now that have thoughts, and you don't know what to do with the thoughts. And the Bible teaches us what to do with the thoughts. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Turn, if you would, Steve, please. Hallelujah. Casting down arguments. See, your flesh will argue with God. When John did this, heard this, and when he received this, he spoke it out. Didn't argue with God. Didn't say, I don't know if that's Jesus. I don't know if he's coming to take away. I don't know who this man is coming towards me. He just spoke it out. Are you listening? Okay, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So when someone talks about God don't heal no more, you're supposed to bring, or you have your own thoughts, you're supposed to bring those into the captivity of Christ, into the obedience of Christ. And you should say, yes, he's still doing miracles. He's still healing, you see. He's still saving. He's still casting out demons. And we have got into these positions, religious positions, that we really don't know about a spiritual awakening. We don't know. See, so there's going to be arguments in your mind, casting down arguments at every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into the captivity to the obedience of Christ. So if you have a thought that God don't do this no more, If you have a thought that you no longer have authority or power, you come back with the scripture. I have the blood covenant. I have the name of Jesus. I'm anointed. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Satan, I bind you right now. Get yourself away from my finances. Get yourself away from my business. Get yourself, I'm not going to be broke no more. You see, if you're having thoughts of being broke or you'll never make it or it ain't going to happen in your life, this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to come back with the word of God. You are not supposed to be obedient to the flesh when the flesh is thinking against God. Just like John, I know this is the Son of God. I know he's come to take away the sins of the world. You see what I'm saying? Well, God says, I want you to cast down arguments. Don't be talking to people who want to argue about God don't do miracles no more, God don't heal no more. Even your own mind argues with God. If we can get to that place, like John was, and just receive the wonderful Holy Spirit, whether it makes sense or doesn't make sense, or he's even coming into the mind, and speak the things out by the Spirit of God, you'll see a move of the Holy Ghost in your life. You'll see such a spiritual awakening. You'll see impossibilities that were impossible come alive in your life. But this is our answer. This is what he says I want you to do. See, most people agree with generational curses. You're blood bought. Salvation is deliverance. You see, you've been born of your spirit is born again. The devil wants you to get into double-mindedness, because double-mindedness, you won't get nothing from God. That's not what James says? Unstable in all your ways. So God's not coming against anybody. God's causing a spiritual awakening through the word of God and giving you evidence that if you'll come against those arguments, if you'll cast them down, bring them into the obedience of Jesus, and start speaking the word of God. See, I'm praying about a building. And I'm telling God, I'm sick of paying rent. I'm sending your angels out. I want your angels to bring in the money. Hezekiah turned to the wall. God said, get your stuff in order. You're going to die. Hezekiah said, I've served you. I've done this and done that. God gave him 15 more years. Never mind what happened in the 15 years. But you see, I'm telling God, and I'm sending the angels out because I have a divine authority in me to expect God to bring the finances in. At the same time, I want to see souls. I want to see a spiritual awakening. This, I don't want to get caught up in this. We're going to come back to that, in a minute, I don't know. Turn to Judges 6:13, Steve. Verse 13. And we're just going to zero in on 13 now. We're not going to go whole. Gideon said to him, oh, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? Have you ever heard that before? Why is all this happening? Okay. And where are all the miracles which our fathers told us about? Where's all these miracles that Mayo's talking about? Well, saints, if the body of Christ don't arrive at that place like John did, if we don't have a spiritual awakening, if the inner court, the temple of the Holy Spirit, don't start teaching us, you'll always be fleshly people. You'll always stay in the outer court. You'll always want somebody to go get it and find out and bring it to you. And where are all the miracles which our father told us about, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Now 2 Corinthians 10:5, go back to there. See, many people today say, Lord, I've tithed, I've prayed. Where is God? Where is the God of miracles? Why is this happening to me? Because God's trying to teach you something. He wants you to have a strong relationship through faith. See, faith overcomes doubt. But yet we got people sitting here that complain about miracles. Where is God? I ain't ever seen this thing happen. Where's God? I don't know. I don't know if this is And that's really the devil working on you. He's come to steal. See, and he wants to steal. He wants you in doubt. He wants you to say, I don't think this works anymore. Maybe I'll go over here and preach this and stay away from the miracles and the gifts and the supernatural. And so we get a lot of people with itching ears. But you see, he said, cast down those arguments. God said it, it's settled. If he says you're a daughter, you're a daughter. If he says you're a son, you're a son. If he says you're the temple of the Holy Spirit, you're a king and a priest, you're the bride of Christ, you're the body of Christ, that's exactly what you are. If he says you're blood bought, every sin is forgiven and forgotten, how come we think of old sins? Have you ever thought about that? How come we always wander back there 5 and 10 years ago? Because we're not doing what the spiritual awakening is doing in our lives. We're going to stop right here a minute. Put that lot of all on there right now. Hallelujah. Leave that up there. Where you go with that? Put that up there. Praise you, Jesus. Listen to this song. We need a little break here. Intermission. Hallelujah. Listen to it now. Close your eyes and listen to it. Don't let your minds go to California.
You're my healer, your salvation.
Praise you, Jesus.
Son of David. Almighty God, root of Jesse, faithful Redeemer, returning King, Lord of all, the anointed sacrifice, oh Lamb of Calvary, in all creation. Fairest of all, Rock of the Ages, you are my refuge, you're my safe harbor in time of the storm. Lord, come, gentle Savior, come down from the Spirit, heavenly Christ child, loving shepherd, my Savior and Lord, designer, creator, Spirit baptizer, light of the
things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth, come down from
Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. See, he sent his Spirit to take us into the supernatural, to take us into the things of God that we don't know about, yet God's told us about it in here. I'm telling you, saints, the same thing he done to John, he's going to do to people in this place tonight. You're going to get a spiritual awakening, and it's going to, all of a sudden, you're going to get light and revelation of how God operates. And you're going to be able to put the mind aside and go beyond yourself into the realm of the Spirit by the Holy Spirit that's in you. Your flesh has been in the outer courts too long. God wants to take and control the outer court and control the flesh and bring you into the supernatural realm. See, a lot of people say, I'll do it. But I'm telling you, saints, it's different. It's so different from the flesh that the flesh kicks and doesn't want to go there. The mind is enmity against God. But all things are possible with God. All things are possible if you believe. God is saying here tonight, if you'll bring every thought into the obedience of Christ, if you'll stop putting yourself down, if you'll stop counting your sins, if you'll get washed in the blood, if you'll confess the blood of Jesus Christ over your life, if you'll call upon his grace, if you'll call upon the Spirit of God to bring you into the grace and to set the captives free, to set you free, to set your mind free. God says you'll walk with me. Your hand will be in my hand. You and I shall go to walk in the Shekinah glory. You'll feel my presence. Then you'll see my presence. My purples, my colors will come down upon you. My Spirit will be in you and upon you. My angels shall be around you. This is what I've done. I've brought you into another place, not into the flesh, but into the inner courts to experience the holies of holies. I brought you in there because you are my sons. You are my daughters. You are my kings and priests. You are thy bride, and I've come to you. I am in this place tonight. If you can only receive me, if you can only believe, if you can't, call upon my Spirit, for he's the Spirit of truth, and you won't walk in error. He won't let you down. He's alive in you. Spiritual awakening will come alive in you, and you shall know the God that has saved you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Don't stand before God like Gideon did. Where's the miracles? You'll never see a miracle. I'll never see miracles unless you allow God to do in your life what he done with John. And you can find it all through the New Testament. Hallelujah. Against the knowledge of God. See, there's a lot of things against the knowledge of God today. Oh, God, don't do that. I don't know. You're supposed to get spiritually involved, not emotionally involved. Very difficult, isn't it? Particularly when it's somebody close and somebody you love and somebody you know. God still heals. God still delivers. Every demon will run from the blood of Jesus. Every demon will obey you in the name of Jesus. You are the rod of God. You will consume any sickness and disease he tries to put on people. You know why? We just don't know how to get over the hump and get in there and do it. Everybody here has the opportunity to have a spiritual awakening. I'm telling you, saints, if you just do this every day, because every one of us think of things every day. It may be something from mom. It may be something from dad. It may be something from your pastor. It may be something from your next door neighbor. You see? When you get out of bed in the morning, you should start, when your feet hit that floor, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I got grace today. I'm washed in the blood. I speak the blood of Jesus Christ against you, Satan. The blood of Jesus Christ against you, principalities and powers. The blood against the flesh that wants to control me. No, sir, I'm going in the inner courts. I call upon the Holy Spirit to take me out of the outer court. Take me in the inner court where the benefits are, where the moving of the Holy Ghost is. And I'm going to share in the Shekinah glory. I'm going to experience the Shekinah glory. It wasn't just for Moses. Amen? If we're priests, we ought to be ministering holy things to God, the gifts of the Spirit. We shouldn't be caught up in all kinds of arguments about this and that, that religion, this religion, that don't work. Amen? Hallelujah. People sitting here right now, if I was to say what God's telling me, you'd never come back. All I'd be doing is pointing out your problems. You know when Jesus went in there, boy, and he chased all the money changers out? Jesus wants to chase some stuff out of you. And me. And all of us. One more place. Turn to Ephesians. Steve, please. 6. Most people argue with flesh, get in fight with flesh, and so on and so forth. So there's two things. You got to bring everything into the obedience of Christ. And this is where, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against a spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places. You see, that's what we're up against. But when you study the Master, you study Lord Jesus Christ, he took no crap from any of them. He even told them to shut up. We take all kinds of, boy, he reminds us of yesterday and moms and dads and sin and all kinds of things. That's what we're wrestling against. See, it ain't people, saints. So if you get up in the morning and you start saying, I'm blood-bought, I am blessed, my mind's blessed, my flesh is blessed, my emotions are blessed, my spirit's blessed, I'm blessed! The minute you do that, what you should say, thank you, Jesus, that you can trust me with a little bit of pain, because I'm going to run it out under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I got healing in my body. I'm a temple of the Holy Spirit. I ain't staying in the outer court. I'm coming in the inner court. I'm going to experience the glory of God. Amen? There's angels walking around in here. Not devil angels. God's angels. Amen? See, that's the problem. See, you won't wrestle very long if you tell the devil, devil, I'm under the blood. Greater is he, God, the inner court, the Holy Spirit that's in me, than he that's in the world. Yeah, devil, you're all disarmed. You're defeated. You clown. Sometimes it gets in our minds and rattles around in there. I've ministered to people, man, and they'd be sitting there getting ready to minister to them, and they'd say, can you hear that? I said, hear what? That noise in my mind. No, I don't hear nothing. Why are you listening to it? I went to a lady's house one time to change a doorknob, me and my wife. I changed the doorknob and got it all nice and locked and tight. We were standing inside this little place, and she said, they're coming up through the floor. They want to have sex. I said, who's coming through the floor? It's a true story. There ain't nobody coming through this floor. I'm going to speak the blood of Jesus. Really? Praise God. Mark 1:40. Oh, Mark. That's Marky. Mikey, say Mikey. Everybody says, I ain't saying that. Well, then don't say it. I want to see how many has faith out here. You get your truck, get way down there. We're going to have somebody stand out here and see how quick you can come to them and see if they, before they move. No, I'm. Ha, 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 devil. Ha, 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 devil. It ain't going to break your face. Smile and say, ha, ha, devil. I know I'm an unemployed comedian, but nevertheless, we can go, ha, ha, ha. God laughed at the devil. What did I say, Mark 1:40? Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, if you are willing, you can make me clean. See, I wonder how many people argue with God. I think I've done something wrong. I don't know. It is God's will to heal, period. Jesus said in 41, Jesus moved with compassion, stretched out his hand, touched him and said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. See, we need a spiritual awakening. You've been touched by God. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. You're already cleansed. Say, I'm already cleansed. Spirit, soul, and body. It is God's will to supply all my needs according to the riches in glory by Christ Jesus. See, we sit here and say, well, is God broke? Just for our communication, for our, he says, I own all the gold and all the silver. You see, that little black stuff that comes out of the ground belongs to God. OPEC thinks it belongs to them. But you notice when they don't have Jesus, everybody's killing each other. Just one big thing of confusion. Shooting their own people, shooting, killing kids. Satan got a hold of them. See, I spend time in the prayer closet binding up them principalities over there. Do you guys do that? One? Another one over there? Oh, praise God. What'd you say, dear? It ain't time yet. It ain't time yet. The Spirit's going a different direction. I'll let you do it, dear. You ain't getting mad at me, are you? You still love me? Praise God. Remember that you heard that? So if you're reading a newspaper, Mayo got stoned to death. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Soon as he had spoken in verse 42, immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. He strictly warned him and sent him away at once, and said to him, see that you don't say nothing to anyone, but go your way, show yourself to the priests. These are people who check out things to see if you're really healed. Amen? So, you can get prayed for tonight, and you can go to a doctor. God can stand a check. Right? Jesus done it. They go over there and they gawk at your arms and see if you still got leprosy. No, it's gone. Hallelujah. It's his will to heal. I don't want to hear any, God, I don't want you coming up to me and after, but I heard. Good, you hear that, I'm hearing this. It's God's will to heal. We're going to have a spiritual awakening. We're going to persevere. We're going to press in and we're going to get it.
as individuals, because we're going to bring every thought into the obedience of Christ. We're going to pull down them principalities and them powers. We're going to cast out Satan. We're going to loose the angels of God. We're going to call forth all the promises of God are yes, yes, in Jesus. Alive with spiritual awakening. Keep telling yourself you're the temple. Keep telling yourself you're blood bought. Keep telling yourself you got grace with God, favor with God. Keep telling yourself you have an anointing. Keep telling yourself the anointing will teach you. Keep telling yourself you have the mind of Christ. Keep telling yourself that Satan has been disarmed and been defeated by Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, I had to overcome my flesh. I had to overcome anger. I had to overcome a death wish. I had to overcome a multiple sclerosis. You need to get off that ride. Get on God's boat. Amen? Bring those thoughts in the obedience of Christ. You're somebody. You're alive with God. You're anointed. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, hey, Jeff, put on that he's a lifter of my head. We got a lot of heads need to be lifted here. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Yeah, laugh a little bit.
You're my glory.
Just close your eyes and listen to this.
And the lifter of my head.
Yes, you are, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You're my glory, Lord. And the lifter of my head. For thou, Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. You're my glory.
Father God, tonight I release my faith in agreement with the name of Jesus. In the healing power of Jesus, I release healing, anointing, Lord, into spines, into ears, Lord, into lungs, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I release healing, Lord, into liver, Lord, in kidneys, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the presence of God flowing through this place, a spiritual awakening, Lord. We serve you today, my Father God, in the name of Jesus, with your holy gifts. We bring attention to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the light and the revelation that's coming from the Word of God, that's coming from your Spirit. We want to come into the inner courts, Lord. We want to experience the glory, the Shekinah glory, because we are your bride. We are sons and daughters. We are kings and priests. And we just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus Christ, that we can awaken right now, a spiritual awakening into your realm, Lord, into your presence, feeling you, Lord Jesus Christ, just having your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, come upon us and take us, Lord, into the place of promises and the place of your love and your grace, Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Did anybody need healing in your physical body? Did anybody need a touch in your physical body here? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you do, come up here. Come up here, young man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Why don't you who need healing come over here on this side here? Yeah, right here. And on the other side of the pulpit, if you need prayer, come over here. If you just want prayer now. Pay attention to what I'm saying now, everybody. Healing over there. If you want prayer over here. They're going to get prayer, for that's something different. That's a different anointing over there. Right? Whew. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can you speak English? Sure. What's going on in your body? What's your first name again?
Juan.
Juan? Right. What's going on in your body? You hurt your leg for 14 months?
14 months, it don't heal. I got my ankles, I got no balance. My arms getting numb. And my size is short.
Have you got Jesus in your life?
Sure.
Sure, you're positive. So you believe Jesus can do this, right?
Correct.
You do?
Sure, yes, sir.
You're releasing your, say, I'm releasing my faith? Say, I'm releasing my faith.
I'm releasing my faith.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For healing my legs.
For healing my legs.
Giving strength to my body.
Giving strength to my body.
Spiritual strength.
Spiritual strength.
Physical strength.
Physical strength.
I'm alive.
I'm alive.
With your grace.
With your grace.
Your love.
Your love.
Your healing anointing.
Your healing everything.
Your healing anointing.
Your healing anointing.
Yes. Praise God. You said you believe he can do this?
Sure.
Raise your hands. Both hands. Raise both hands. Father God, in Jesus' name, oh, I touch him right now, Lord. The healing power of Jesus. I release my faith in your name, Jesus, all through his legs right now, Lord. All through his legs, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. In Jesus' holy name, oh, praise you, Jesus. Healing all through his legs, Lord. Healing all through his legs. Healing all through his legs, Lord, in Jesus' name. Healing, healing, the healing power of Jesus. All through his body, Lord. All through him right now, Lord. Every bit of this sickness I bind right now and speak to it, releasing my faith in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Holy Jesus. Hallelujah. Every bit of it. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus. I bind you, Satan, in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Pick up your leg. Pick up your leg. Pick it up. There you go. Pick it up again. That one. Pick it up again. Pick it up again. Pick up the other one. 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 They feeling pretty good? Huh? They're feeling better. They're getting better. They're getting better. They're getting better. Hallelujah. Come here, Mama. Come here. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Has he done that before lately? Mm-hmm. No, he ain't done that, have you? Look at you. Look at you. Look at me. See? Praise God. You're a good-looking man. You know that? Praise God. Are you taking medication?
Correct.
For what? Circulation or what?
Circulation. My feet, my foot is cut.
Your foot is cut?
I've been cut for 14 months. I've been seeing doctors and they gave me prescription, but it's still in there.
It's still not healed? Which foot is it?
My left one.
No. That one right there?
Yes, sir.
Turn around. Turn right around. Turn right around. You see that pew right there? Go over there. Go over there. Right here. Come on. Come on. Sit down. Yeah. Praise God. That foot cut? Let me see. It cut where? How did you cut it?
Four step on that sidewalk.
Oh. Did you call?
Step on the sidewalk, look, and I got it straight. On balance, I feel the crack on it.
So you have bad circulation, right?
Yeah, that's about it.
So that's right there, it's not been healed, right?
No, sir.
So you stubbed your toe?
No, right here. That one.
Oh, you cut it there?
Right here. It cuts right here. Right in the, when you put pressure on the foot.
Hmm.
Seen the doctor give me some cream and some prescription antibiotics, but stay hanging in there.
You need Jesus. You got bad circulation, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
You got hardening of the arteries. What is this? Why are your legs hard like that?
Because I had a surgery, four bypass. They take a vein out of my leg.
And just this leg or both legs?
No, just so I had them both. I got no the balance. Right, my ankle, but this one of his size in the bottom of the foot.
Uh huh.
Make it hard to walk.
Well, I bet. Father, is it hurt now?
Sure, it hurt. Sometime in the eye.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for your healing love, Jesus. I thank you for your healing love, Jesus. I thank you for your healing love, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We just release our faith right now, Lord. Get the oil up there. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we just anoint this leg right now, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Holy Jesus, return it. Return it, Lord Jesus. Return it, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Is it still hurting?
Sometimes I feel like, okay, I'll just feel like I got a neck.
Yeah.
Going through the leg, huh?
Yeah. Put your stocking and shoe back on. She can help you, yeah. Oh, yeah, I see what you mean, yeah. Just you two sit right there for a while, okay? Okay, dear? Sit right here with him for a while. Just sit there. Okay? I'll be back. No. Oh, yeah, she's trying to zip your fly up. That's what wives do. They say, your fly's unzipped. You can do that. It won't hurt anybody. No one can hurt anybody. Zip his fly up. Praise God. Amen? Everybody needs a healing right here, right? What do you need?
Sugar diabetes, lower back
problems. Lower back? Stiff neck? What do you need, dear?
My knees.
Your knees are hurting right now? Everybody raise their hands, close their eyes. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord. I touch your knees in the name of Jesus. I touch your knees in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I speak to diabetes in the name of Jesus. The lower back right now, I touch in the name of Jesus. I heal all the muscles in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, it's your will to heal. We give you praise and honor and glory. Pancreas? Yes, and all. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the healing power of Jesus all through his neck right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, ooh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The healing anointing, Lord. Flowing all top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord. Your grace, Lord. Your grace. Your love, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. What's going on with you, brother?
Oh, left leg. I hurt. I was hiking.
Left leg?
Mm-hmm.
Father God, we touch this left leg. We touch both legs, Lord. We touch his spine right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. All through his leg, Lord, in Jesus' name. Healing anointing, healing power, Jesus. Grace, love, mercy, Lord, all through his body. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Every bit of it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Every bit of it. Hallelujah. Oh. Ooh, hallelujah. Healing anointing, Lord Jesus, all through her body, Lord. All through her body, the healing anointing flowing. Your grace, Lord Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The suffering of Jesus. The virgin birth of Jesus. The resurrection power. The resurrection power. The resurrection power. The resurrection power. Go! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How you doing, guy? Oh, that was a good one. Oh. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What's going on with you, dear? Your back? Raise your hands and close your eyes. Hallelujah. Lord, I speak to her back right now. All through her muscles, Lord. All through her hips, Lord. I thank you the anointing's running down her spine. Your grace is all over her, Lord. The healing anointing, Lord Jesus. The healing anointing, Lord Jesus. The healing anointing. Bend down quickly. Bend down. Come back up. Come back up. Bend down again. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my. How's it feel now? Huh? What's that mean?
It feels
a lot better, good or what? Something, or worse or better?
It feels better.
Oh, okay. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We praise you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Help her receive, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, there's oil on the lips right now. Oh, blessed Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the blessings of Jesus. Oh, the blessings of Jesus. The blessings of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, the blessings of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. God says, my daughter, you have arrived at a place in me. And God says, I want to give you the benefits because you are there. You don't have to go down the road in me 5 more miles. You are there. And God says, I'm going to speak my benefits into your life. I'm going to speak my peace into your life. I'm going to speak my wisdom into your life. And God says, my daughter, there's going to be a complete turnaround. There's going to be a spiritual awakening in your life that's going to bring you into a place where God can flow through you more than he ever has. You are going to be able to touch people, and you are going to be able to read people by my spirit, saith the Lord. This will be awakened to you. It's not something that's going to happen. It's happening right now. As I'm speaking, the Holy Spirit is bringing to you things that he has spoken to you some time back. Now it's being lit like a candle being relit and burning in you, the fire of God, the fire of God. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Lord, in this woman's life, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. I touch you right now, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, my King. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You're going on to a different highway. You've been on one highway. God's taking you on to a different place, a different walk with him. It's not going to make sense to your natural mind, but God says, my daughter, I will get my way with you because your heart is for me. You desire deeper things in me. You desire to come deeper into me. And my spirit is being awakened in you more than it ever has before. There is really a refreshing of the oil or the anointing of the Holy Spirit coming into your life right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let her experience you, Lord Jesus. Your wonderful grace, Lord, and the touch of peace into her life. Oh, oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I touch her right now, him right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I can see a white cloud over your head. God is bringing you into it's almost like a more purity. He's letting you know about his spirit and how there's a purity of God flowing in you, flowing out of you also.
a purity of God. God says you just need to learn what that means and what that is. And of course, it's me, saith the Lord, and of course, it's the Spirit of God. But it's that purity will touch people who have lots of problems in their lives, lots of problems. And that purity of the Spirit of God flowing out of you because of your relationship with me, saith the Lord, will break that darkness and break that stuff off from people. Father God, in Jesus' name, let him understand this, Lord, and receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God is saying there has been some confusion about some wisdom, about some answers in your life. And God says, my son, I'm not the author of confusion. So right tonight, right now, he's going to release his spirit within you. He's going to release that wisdom within you. And God says that which seemed to be tied up like a knot, that seemed to be confusion, seems to be in the way all the time. God is touching that situation with his grace. He's giving you favor and grace in that area. And he's bringing you out of that place. And you're going to feel tomorrow morning when you awake a refreshing. You're going to feel different. And you're going to have some direction in your thinking by the mind of Christ that's going to move into your mind, because you're going to invite the mind of Christ into your mind, the Word of God. And so we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that it's going to come into his life, Lord, and change. There are some hot things that God wants to change. God wants commitment from your tongue, that you'll speak the things of God. And God wants to be able to tame the tongue. And so God says, my son, these things and other things I'm working in your life, and I'm going to feed you slowly so confusion is gone. Wisdom is going to rise up. The spirit of wisdom is going to rise up in you, and it's going to bring you understanding about things that don't seem to be clear. The spirit of confusion is gone, and you are feeling the peace of God now. God is with you. He's going to take you through it, because you're going to lean not to your own understanding. You're going to acknowledge him, and he's going to direct your path every day. Every day you're going to acknowledge Jesus as your Lord. You're going to acknowledge his grace. You're going to acknowledge his compassion. You're going to acknowledge his power. You're going to acknowledge his knowledge and wisdom. You're going to acknowledge these things and say these things, and you're going to excite the Spirit of God within you, and it's going to bring clarity. It's going to bring clarity in your life in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. Now we ask, Lord, that the Holy Spirit touch him, Lord, so he can receive what was said. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God says, my daughter, there has been some hurts. There has been some emotional hurts. There has been some things in your life that you have struggled with. But God says tonight the anointing will break the yoke of bondage. The peace will bring you in. The storms will stop because of my peace, because of my power, because of my love for you. You're going to start realizing, not just saying these things, but you're going to start realizing the very things of me coming alive in your life. When you awake also in the morning, you're going to see something different thinking, and your thinking is going to be changed. Your thinking is going to be changed. God, the Holy Spirit, is delivering you right now, freeing your mind and freeing your emotions, untying knots and untying deep things that was in your thinking and in your emotional makeup. God says it's all being healed. You're getting a refreshing tonight that's going to bring you into a place in me where you can receive. Even tomorrow, bigger things, greater things, more peace. The love of God is going to become real to you. The grace of God is going to become real to you. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, and I speak these things into her life, Lord, knowing, Lord, that every bit of it that I have been dealing with by the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus will go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the presence, Lord, of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bind discouragement. I thank you and I praise you, Lord,
that this man is a proud man. You've made him that way, Lord. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that graduation is coming, Lord, from one place in your promises to another place, because you are faithful, Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, that revelation is going to be awakened in him, Lord. He's going to learn a little more about your word and how it works. And the Spirit of God within him, Lord, is going to come cause the flesh, Lord, to get the benefits of the inner courts. And we give you praise and honor and glory that the glory, Lord, is going to fill their home. It's going to touch this marriage, Lord. And it's going to touch and awaken in him some areas that he wants to move in, but he just don't know how to do it. And the Spirit of God is ready and waiting to open those doors that you've already opened, Lord Jesus Christ. So we give you praise and honor and glory for what you're doing in his life right now. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, here they are. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Raise your hands, guys. Raise your hands. Raise your... Oh. Are you ready? Are you ready? What do you want God to do for you? He just wants to bless you. Oh, praise God. You just want to be blessed, right? Close your eyes. Father God, bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord. The peace of God. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus, hallelujah. The peace of Jesus, hallelujah. The peace of Jesus, oh, thank you, Lord. The peace of Jesus, thank you, Lord, hallelujah. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. How you doing there? How you doing? You what? I think you're taking too many pills.
One for live, one for die, one for the other one.
You just took a pill from Jesus tonight, right?
I will.
No, I said you did.
I did? Okay.
Where'd your wife go?
She's been back.
She didn't quit, did she? Give me my hand. Come on, stand up, guy. Come on. In Jesus' name. Come on. Hallelujah. Do you want that thing? Well, then you're gonna you're gonna have to walk over and get it.
Yeah, I will.
Are you getting there?
Yeah, I got there.
In Jesus' name, I walk in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. I hope tomorrow, right?
Move this two more miles. There you go, guy. Oh, you bet. I'll send you a bill. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My God, he said that, Elroy. I can't believe that. Anybody got a testimony tonight about being touched by God? You people came up here for healing. You said, did you get healed or what? Do you want to say something for Jesus? One person. Ten came up and one person. The Bible says go do what say what the Lord has done. Amen? Yeah, give her the microphone.
I did feel a touch from the Lord as we were being as being prayed for, and I'm believing with every molecule in my being that when I have a CAT scan done this coming week, it will be a confirmation of the healing of my adrenals and my kidneys. To God be the glory.
That was one of the words of knowledge. I spoke of healing in the kidneys. Amen.
You don't have one?
I have one.
No. Yes, he has one.
Yeah. When I was standing up there, I had pain in my leg. And when you were ministering to other people, the pain began to dissipate and go away.
Before. Oh, praise God. Amen. Yes, praise God. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. What about you over there? We have to send letters to everybody. Why is we got to do this, man? Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Bless you.
God has worked miracles in my life, and I just thank him for everything he's done for me.
Praise God. God bless you. You know something, dear? There really is going to be a change. You're going to a different place in the Lord. And where you are, wherever you're sitting under, you're not going to be satisfied. I'm not telling you to leave or anything. I'm just telling you you're not going to be satisfied because your spiritual level is going to increase, and they're not going to be able to meet that spiritual level. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen? Anybody else? Did anything happen to you, brother? Bring that mic up. Where'd he go? We're going to have to loosen people up here a little bit, man.
I felt a lot of energy when you touched me and prayed for me. And also, it was very amazing what you said and what Jesus has looked out and saw through to me. And that nobody else knows except for my wife. And myself.
Well, praise God. And so the Lord spoke to some things that only you and him knew, mm-hmm. Correct? That's what I'm trying. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. How long have you been saved?
It's been a few years.
Has it?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you get saved?
It was back in Texas.
A Baptist church?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Lutheran.
Hey, as long as you get saved, I don't care if it was on top of the Empire State Building. God touched you tonight, too, dear.
Yes.
Right?
I feel like weight has lifted off of me.
A weight has been lifted off you.
Yes.
See, we need to go tell what God has done, right? Because everybody walks out here and says, oh, Mayo just done it again. No one said anything. I don't know what's going on over there. See? God bless you, dear. Thank you. Hallelujah. Over there. Right here. I want her to say something.
Well, I believe in the Holy Spirit and all, so when you touched me, I felt something there.
You didn't feel something. You felt God.
Well, I know. The ailing problems that I had on my leg.
And you felt something there.
Uh-huh.
Like warmth or what? Tingling? She's laughing at you.
I know. Maybe she knows. Actually, it feels so much better, so it kind of... It's gone, you know, that feeling.
Praise
you
know. God.
Yeah.
God bless you, dear.
So I know.
God bless you. Thank you. See, I got to climb over the pews and get people. I ain't had my Cheerios tonight or nothing. Come on. Yeah.
My knees feel better. I don't have any pain in my left knee, and there's just a little bit left in my right knee, and I believe by faith. God's going to heal it completely.
Amen, dear. Just say, no, he's healed it.
He's healed it in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Even though you have a little manifestation there, just say he's healed it. Get up tomorrow morning. Thank you for your grace, Jesus. Thank you. I'm washing your blood. Thank you for your healing love. Right?
Right, exactly.
Because if you don't, you'll get up and say, oh, it ain't gone nowhere.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. She's got to say something over here. Yeah, right here.
I wasn't going to say this, but I will.
thank you, Jesus. I had a lot of acid reflux, and it's been getting worse and worse and worse. I didn't know if it was from my thyroid, the hyperthyroid. I'm that's healed. I'm believing in that. And way before you even got to me, that went away and lifted, and I felt just a lightness. I mean, just
Are you eating chocolate?
Yeah, sometimes.
Stop eating chocolate. You know, drinking a lot of coffee?
Only in the morning.
How many mornings do you have, though?
Every morning.
I'm only kidding you. Yeah.
Exercise.
I don't care. I don't care what happened to it. It's a big uh-oh?
No.
A little uh-oh?
What?
What?
We kill it? No, it's alive now.
Check. Check.
See? God just done a miracle. He healed the mic. Praise God. Amen? Did anybody else have something you want to say? Yes, dear. Over here. Over here. Look. Hey. Yeah.
I feel better, too, but the word you gave tonight about the outer and inner court was like revelation knowledge to me tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Anybody else? See, if you guys would go out and bite somebody, we could keep on going. What happened to you tonight, Alan? Second Alan. See, and he's sitting close. He's number one Alan. You're number two Alan.
Well, the Holy Spirit has healed me before.
I know he has.
Many times. And tonight, he healed this tightness in the neck and my right shoulder, which is, if you saw the x-rays on what my right shoulder looked like.
Wow.
You wouldn't believe it. Too,
that was the rotator cuff.
Rotator cuff, yeah. Yeah, all that, and uh-huh. Then ligaments and everything else. And it's...
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. You know something? Little shot thing from heaven into your spirit. God said you've been praying about something, and you've just been praying about it. I don't know if you've been expecting it, but God says your prayer has been heard, going to be answered. There's something you've been praying about that's really close and special to you that you want to see your prayers answered. And so God said your prayers are going to be answered. It's going to happen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Anybody else? See if the poll's saved. Yeah, see? Get the piano player here. Praise God.
Yep. Now you can talk.
Is it on? I tell you it is. It's alive, and I'm alive too. So I praise you, Pastor. My back is, I've got lower, my discs are bad in my back, and it really bothers me. And I was hurting, and I'm not now. And I really feel good, and I'm standing on faith that my diabetes is gone. So.
You got to have a confession, right?
Yes.
So. Does he gripe when he gets up in the morning? You don't speak at he don't speak at all, right?
Always smiling.
Always smiling?
In faith.
Okay. Hey, Steve's got something to say over here. Praise the Lord. You know, that was like pulling the first nail out of the log to get people to speak. Jesus is happy tonight.
Amen. The word that the Lord spoke through you to me tonight about helping other people,
excites me because I've been having a lot of people come to me lately, especially at work, asking me out to lunch and kind of tell me about their problems and marital problems and things like that. And so I've been really have been doing a lot of witnessing at work and other places, and so I'm excited about going into that purity to help them even more and better.
That's where it's at. Oh, you bet. You bet. Thank you, Steve. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. That's why Ezekiel said, come and minister the holy things to me. That's his gifts, his love. I don't mean how we see it, but how the Spirit of God will move through us. Everybody in here is going to get a spiritual awakening. I'm telling you, a spiritual awakening will start tomorrow morning. You'll feel different. Some of you feel different now. You'll feel better in the morning. And tomorrow morning, you'll get some wisdom as to what really happened to you. There's something about the Holy Spirit, and he might even do it when you're... He may wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you'll be in that kind of sleep where you can hear noises and things that are going on, but you're also hearing from God. He really likes to do that with us, because that's the only time some people can really get to talk to and get to receive. So if you wake up to 3 o'clock tomorrow, don't gripe. Say, what do you want, Lord? Don't get up and say, I bind you, devil. The devil can't wake the temple of the Holy Spirit up. Let God speak to you. Amen? I'm going to prophesy tomorrow morning at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning, maybe 2 o'clock, that he's going to speak some revelation to you. I don't know if you have a piece of paper by your bed, and I don't know if your brain goes to sleep when you wake up, because sometimes we don't remember. You ought to write stuff down. God is going to give you a spiritual awakening. He's going to tell each one of us, and we're going to expect it. Something different is happening in our lives. Something different is happening in our finances. Something different is happening in our marriages. And us as individuals, something different is going on. The difference is the Holy Spirit is more Holy Spirit and less of you. That's the difference. Amen? But if you'll let him talk to you, come this morning. I'm prophesying. I'm speaking that. Everybody here is going to get a revelation, is going to get a spiritual awakening in some area in Scripture. Now, don't wait a month before you come back and say, by the way, Elroy, you remember when you said?
My wife. Something different that happened to me.
Oh, absolutely.
When we were praying for the gentleman with the walker, I just extended my hand towards him, and I felt heat before all over my body, but I just felt really intense heat in that hand that was extended towards him. But what I've never felt before is I felt like flames of fire shooting out of my hands towards him.
That's what he said he felt.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was feeling the presence of God. We're talking about you back there. Yoo-hoo!
Que cuando estábamos orando
I said,
por usted,
Jeff answered.
Yo extendí mi mano así usted y sentí un calor muy fuerte. Pero una cosa que nunca he experimentado antes es que sentí como unas llamas que estaban así a usted. Sí.
Amen? That's good, Leslie. Thank you.
She has a beautiful voice.
Yes, she does. It's anointed. Praise God. You both are. Amen? Ain't that nice you can have people around that can speak in Spanish? I can speak in tongues, but don't come out Spanish. Hallelujah. Well, I invite all of you to a picnic tomorrow on the east side of the lake here. We'll have some fried chicken. Father God, we thank you and we praise you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the virgin birth. We thank you for the suffering of you, Jesus, the stripes on your back. We thank you for your death. We thank you for your resurrection. We thank you, Lord, that we've come into that resurrection power. We've accepted you, Lord Jesus, as our Lord and Savior. We are surely the temple of the Holy Spirit, but we draw all attention to you tonight, Lord Jesus. You've allowed us to experience you, Jesus. You have allowed and began a spiritual awakening in each one of us, Lord. You talked about the outer court, the inner court, and the holies of holies, Lord. And we don't want our flesh keeping just sleeping and camping out on the inner court. We want to be ministered to by the holy, the inner court, the Holy Spirit, the temple of the Holy Spirit. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord, as you have mentioned to me, Lord, how did John know that? There's been a revival that has been awakened in me that's coming through the light and revelation of your word and how you do things. And we just bow ourselves before you tonight, Lord Jesus Christ. We just bow our flesh, Lord, and ask that your Spirit, the Holy Spirit, will bring glory to you through our lives, Lord, that you awaken these things in us, Lord, so that we can help other people, Lord. If we don't get help and we don't know how to do it, we can't help anybody, Lord. And I know your love and your grace and your mercy and your compassion. You want us to help people. You want us to free people. You want us to lead people to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so we thank you, Lord, that that spiritual awakening is going to take in all of that I just spoke by your Spirit for your glory, Lord Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen. Give a lot of clap offering tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.